tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 7th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Well, as we predicted yesterday, the new Tesla has dropped, and it is very, very weird. Now, how weird is it? We talked a little bit about this being a stripped down Model Y. We were expecting it to be unveiled today. We talked a little bit about what we thought we were going to be looking at, which is a stripped down Model Y that does not have that light bar, has a couple of different visual cues. And we were right on the money. That is exactly what we got, a new, more affordable Model 3Y. But weirdly, it is not that much more affordable considering it costs $2,000 more than the basic Model Y you could buy last week when we still had a federal tax rebate. Tesla's new, more affordable models have been released, and they are stripped down versions of the Model 3 and Model Y. They are currently the cheapest cars in Tesla's lineup at a base price of $37,000 and $40,000 respectively. But that price is actually more expensive than the cars were a week ago due to the expiration of the federal tax credit that Elon Musk spent $200 campaigning for. Now, for many years, Tesla has planned to build a much more affordable vehicle. Starting at around $25,000, that vehicle was nicknamed the Model 2 and would have offered the most affordable entry point into the EV market, at least in the West. But that project was abruptly canceled by Tesla CEO Elon Musk, as first reported by Reuters and immediately denied by Musk. Reuters was later shown to be correct in its initial report. In its place, Tesla started offering vague promises about more affordable models starting in its Q1 report in April 2024. Tesla later specified that these would enter production in the first half of 2025. The language Tesla used suggested that the cheaper vehicles would be new models, which means more than one model and not just based on a current Tesla model. But we reported that this was unlikely to be the case and that new models would be stripped down model-wise. Today, we're learning that the Model 3 is getting a strippy version too. The first half deadline Tesla set came and went, but after some leaks earlier this week, we're now finally seeing the result of these years of promises, and they are more expensive than the cars were when those initial promises were made. Tesla's configurator is now live with all the juicy details of the standard, more affordable Model 3 and Y. The photos below show the standard trim on the left with the smaller headlights and lack of that full-length light bar. Obviously, the hubcaps are a little bit different as well. The trim levels come with several changes, many of which we've reported before. No front or rear light bar, as I just said, a modified console, fewer speakers, no ambient lighting, no rear screen, less range and acceleration due to a smaller 69 kilowatt hour battery. And they are only available in monochrome colors, gray for free, white for an additional $1,000, and black for $1,500. Now, this is where this car gets extremely, extremely weird. Jamie has done a fantastic job going through all of the different features. Definitely check out the article. We'll have the information and the details over at the show notes at electrek.co. But the one that I really want to draw your attention to is right there at the top of the new Model Y. It looks like it does not have a full-length glass sunroof. That full-length glass roof is obviously the thing that put these cars into what Elon Musk called production hell. Incredibly difficult, incredibly expensive to mold. So it stands to reason that a less expensive model would not have that full-length glass roof, except that it does. The brand new, supposedly more affordable Model Y has a full-length glass roof that Tesla has decided to cover with vinyl and upholstery so that poor people who want the cheap one don't look up and see the sky. They see this pathetic mousy gray cloth. Look, this is ridiculous. This is offensive. And the fact that Tesla would go to the effort of spending money, spending time, reducing efficiencies, raising its costs, just to effectively remove one of the key features of this car, just to try to get people to cynically pay more for a vehicle that costs them less to upholster the sunroof, that is absolutely offensive. This car is a laughingstock, and I hope that what it does more than anything else is scavenge sales away from more profitable Model 3 and Model Ys. But hey, That's just my take. I don't like being, messed around by car companies. One company that's not going to mess you around, however, is our sponsor for today, Climate Exchange. All episodes this month are brought to you by Climate Exchange, a nonpartisan nonprofit working to help states pass effective, equitable climate policies, which are critical in accelerating the transition to a zero-emission economy. The nonprofit recently kicked off its 10th annual EV raffle, with participants having multiple opportunities to win their dream EV. And this time around, Climate Exchange is shaking things up with not one, but two raffles. The first is the luxury raffle that Climate Exchange has conducted for the last decade. The grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market, fully customized up to $120,000, or get this, two EVs. Their budget's $120,000. Go nuts. And also new for this year, the annual event is the mini raffle, in which the grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market up to $45,000. Luxury raffle tickets are $250 each and only 5,000 will be sold, while mini raffle tickets are $100 each and Climate Exchange is only selling 3,500 tickets. Thus, your chances of winning your dream EV are higher than in other raffles, and it all goes to a good cause. This nonprofit's really doing excellent work to reduce air pollution. So definitely want to support what they are doing. That grand prize drawing will take place on December 12th. We recommend getting some early bird raffle tickets for a second $10,000 drawing before October 31st. So give yourself most chances to win. carbonraffle.org/electrek to find out more. We will have that information in the show notes and in the blurb as well. Throughout the rest of the show, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to get to be reminded of the Climate Exchange sponsorship. We've got those sample raffle tickets in the bottom corner. Now, of course, Tesla is not the only EV maker on the market anymore. They may not even be the most significant one. That remains to be seen. But this idea of an affordable Tesla is one that other automakers have taken as a challenge. And now we're starting to see their response to that. A new, cheaper Volvo EX30 single motor is finally here, and it starts at under $40,000, undercutting the Model Y. Now, this is a really interesting vehicle. Volvo promised this thing was coming. We knew it was coming, and now it's starting at just $38,950. That's a $6,000 price reduction from the least expensive 2025 model. The new EX30 features a single rear-mounted motor with 268 horsepower, powered by the same 69 kilowatt-hour battery pack as the twin motor version, but offers an EPA estimated range of up to 261 miles. Upgrading to the twin motor performance will get you a much, much quicker machine with 253 miles of range, and that costs an additional $6,000. And critically, crucially, definitely less bizarrely, it does have the full glass sunroof inside the car. So, if you're looking to spend $1,500 less than a stripped down Model Y, you can get a Volvo right here. Gorgeous, and see the sky. They will not punish you for being poor. Now, again, a lot of these less expensive models, we talked a little bit about the Hyundai Ioniq getting a price cut. We talked about the Toyota BZ getting a price cut. All of that is in response to the loss of the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. But not every state, not every market, not every utility is letting that slide. ComEd here in my hometown of Chicago, they are charging ahead and have officially crossed a $100 million milestone in EV investments, which has put thousands of new chargers into service in Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois utility ComEd has spent more than $100 million in EV and EV charging rebates since the launch of its beneficial electrification program in 2024, an investment that, along with funding from the Illinois EPA and other federal grants, has helped drive EV adoption in the state at a rate rapidly outpacing the rest of the nation. Since its launch in 2024, ComEd's beneficial electrification plan has supported the deployment of more than 7,200 electric vehicle charging points and over 2,200 EVs registered to business and public sector commercial customers. The company is part of the larger Exelon utility group, has also announced plans to invest an additional $168 million of EV and charging infrastructure investments between 2026 and 2028. The target is both in line with Illinois' clean transportation goals, which will generate a real objective reduction in air pollution, a goal that one would hope transcends political affiliations. Quote, "Reducing emissions from vehicles is one of the most effective and important things we can do to improve air quality and public health," explains Ron Anderson, president and CEO of Respiratory Health Association. Quote, "As we have seen the ending of federal funding support for this effort, ComEd's continued commitment of transportation electrification rebates is leading the way for our shared goal of eliminating pollution and creating cleaner air for all of our communities across Northern Illinois. Building on the $231 million investment from 2023 to 2025, the additional 160 $68 million will assist both residential and non-residential customers transition to EVs. The company also places an emphasis on equity, with 80% of the rebate money from its over 6,400 projects going to low-income business and public sector organizations serving low-income and equity investment eligible communities. Great stuff. Always love to see it. Big hat tip to ComEd and, of course, Climate Exchange, our sponsor. Head over to electric.co for the show notes. Like and subscribe to hear more tomorrow. And man, I can't wait for the comments on this. This is an absolutely ridiculous, pathetic showing. Tesla can do much better and should be held to the standards that we all know they can set.